This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Fighting between Afghan government forces and the Taliban has left more than 100 insurgents dead in the past 24 hours. This, according to the Defense Ministry Sunday, as the U.S. military pressed on with its withdrawal from Afghanistan. The Taliban and government forces clashed across several provinces, including in the former insurgent bastion of Kandahar, where the U.S. military carried out a precision strike Saturday as it formally began the final troop pullout. The U.S. military formally began withdrawing its remaining 2,500 troops from the violence-racked country Saturday, as ordered last month by U.S. President Joe Biden. Iranian state television said Sunday Tehran would free four Americans accused of spying in exchange for four Iranians held in the United States and the release of $7 billion in frozen Iranian funds. Neither the White House or U.S. State Department had immediate comment. State TV, quoting an Iranian official, also said a British Iranian national would be released once Britain had paid off a military debt owed to Tehran. The British Foreign Office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Thousands of anti-coup protesters marched in Myanmar Sunday, calling for a spring revolution with the country in its fourth month under a military regime. Cities, rural areas, remote mountainous regions, and even rebel-controlled border territories have been in an uproar since the military ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi in a February 1st coup. This is VOA News.